Step 3. Prosperous Spending. Whoever said money can't buy happiness simply didn't know where to go shopping. Bo Derek. Many people discuss the scarcity mindset. It really became popular after Stephen Covey published his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Some people think a scarcity mindset is the awareness of what we don't have in our lives, like it's a static force. I don't have a nice car. I don't have a nice house. I don't have money. It sounds like a statement of fact, but it's only a litany of limiting beliefs. A scarcity mindset is an active, ongoing force in your life. When you focus on what you don't have, don't want, and don't take pleasure in, all you get is more lack in your life. This is the gap in understanding. In order to get where you want to be financially, you must understand where you are. Shifting your focus to where you want to be, rather than focusing on what you don't have, shifts you out of the scarcity mindset into receiving mode. Do you have friends or family members who constantly talk about every bad or negative thing that happens to them each day, right down to the most insignificant event you can imagine? I have. They talk about how bad their jobs are, how they can never get ahead, how the country is in a downward spiral, how the cost of gas, lemons, or anything else is running or ruining their life. They also make a point to tell you how no plan or program ever works for them, and how they don't have time to even look at doing something different because it supposedly won't work anyway. I find these people frustrating. I try to help these people, and they slam the door in my face. Remember, your lack of money, love, health, wealth, and happiness comes directly from your mindset. Not too long ago, a friend told me the story about a girl named Alicia. She was in her late 30s and had never been married. Alicia desperately wanted to find a mate and have a family. She constantly bent all her friends' ears about how she couldn't seem to meet anyone or find the right person. Any advice they offered was pushed aside with a quick